Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The use of military equipment by law enforcement has been a divisive issue for years. Proponents of military equipment say it's needed, especially in extreme circumstances, to keep people safe and protect property. Those opposed, however, believe a militarized law enforcement agency only escalates an already bad situation and intimidates the communities they serve to protect. Tonight and again on Saturday, the public will have an opportunity to weigh in on the Sacramento Police Department's use and funding of military equipment. These feedback sessions come after the Sacramento City Council approved $440,000 to purchase an armored vehicle called the Rook. Council members who voted in favor of the purchase face backlash from citizens who don't want to see more military equipment used in policing. Joining us now to talk about the importance of these upcoming public forums is Graciela Castillo-Krings. She is the chair of the Sacramento Police Review Commission. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is the purpose and the history of the Sacramento Police Review Commission?
Well, there have actually been various iterations of the commission itself. It originally started as a way of providing more accountability and transparency in a lot of the traffic stops that were being conducted by the police. There was an audit that came out that basically highlighted that there was overrepresentation of Black and Latino people being stopped. So that's the first iteration. Over the years, as different things have happened, especially in 2018 after the death of Stephon Clark, there was a lot of social unrest, and the commission was really kind of tasked with improving the conversation between police, the community, and really kind of being the voice in front of city council.
How long have you been part of the commission?
I've been in the commission now since 2019.
And these are appointed positions,
yes,
correct?
Yes, they are. They're appointed by the mayor, and they're also appointed by the city council.
Why did you get involved? What motivated you to be part of this commission?
I think, you know, after seeing a lot of that social unrest that happened and really wanting to serve and be a larger part of representing the community at a local level.
And so essentially this commission is an independent body as the city makes decisions for funding and the police department in this case decides how to use that funding.
Right. The role of the commission is advisory. We are supposed to basically look at the policing general orders, make sure that we are highlighting things for the council, make sure that we are providing the community a voice and providing spaces for the community to do that. Now, that has been really impacted because of COVID, and we are really trying to urge the community to re-engage with us so that we can elevate some of the concerns. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to the community providing feedback to the council, they really only have the 2 minutes per person at the public meetings. That is not sufficient to have really thoughtful dialogue. And that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to create a space where we can have more engagement from community and make sure that they have plenty of time to really voice what they're seeing, their frustrations, and hopefully that can lead to change.
And the reason why you're here today is because there's going to be public forums about the approval of $440,000 for a military vehicle called the Rook. How far back does militarized equipment go with law enforcement like Sacramento Police?
Well, and actually, it has decades of history. It really started back in 1965 with President Johnson authorizing a lot of the surplus military equipment that was being used in war zones to be available for law enforcement agencies. I think over the last decade, where we have actually seen how this equipment is being used, it's brought into question whether it's the right and appropriate use. Just as an example, I think everybody was shocked when there was a lot of coverage after Michael Brown's death in 2014, and we saw how a lot of the equipment was used against protesters that were exercising the right to gather and basically voice their concerns against government. That really highlighted the question for everybody, because at the end of the day, when you talk to law enforcement, there is appropriate use for this equipment. There might be, you know, a situation where somebody is an active shooter situation. They're trying to keep both police and public safe. But when you are actually looking at public entanglement where there is just protesters happening and you have tanks out in the street, it can really scare people and escalate a situation that's already tense. Mm. And that is the type of conversation we're trying to engage in and really try to figure out, is what kind of equipment is being used? When is it being used? Is this the appropriate use? And make sure that council understands this so that it can inform the conversation that they're having.
Prior to the council members approving this funding, did the Sacramento Police Commission, you and your colleagues, did you have a stance on whether the city should have moved forward with this $440,000 in funding?
We did. And so let me kind of step back. The reason we're having these conversations today is because there's a state law that passed in 2021. It's AB 481. And it really started to hone in on the fact that there was not enough transparency and accountability as to how much money is being spent and the type of equipment that is being purchased. The federal government has programs where they have surplus equipment. And a lot of the times, yes, it is office chairs, office things. That is not the things that the community is worried about. What we are worried about are tanks. You know, we're worried about additional ammunition and weapons. And a lot of the times, these weapons are used in war zones. They're used by our military. And the first thing that the government does, looks at the amount of surplus weapons they have. They offer it to other military, you know, other departments. And if they say no, then they can offer it to our local enforcement offices. And so that is the concern. For us, at the end of the day, again, it creates in us versus them mentality that it continues to perpetuate. If you see somebody in a tank, that is probably, you're not going to associate that as a community member. And when we are trying, the commission is very interested in ensuring that we are having a dialogue to ensure that both officers and the community are safe. Mm. When we continue to kind of have these policies that separate us or create this division, it doesn't actually help us de-escalate the conversation. It doesn't help us, again, create this idea of inclusivity and collaboration.
Does the commission see any scenario where the use of military equipment, like an armored vehicle, would be justified? For example, the example that you use from the police department, if there's an active shooting situation, as opposed to demonstrations going through the city center?
I think that is the type of conversation we would like to have. And I cannot tell you, I am not an expert in some of these situations, but I'd like to know more information. I would like to better understand what other tactics is the police using? Are they de-escalating? Because at the end of the day, I think the concern that the community has is if this technology and equipment is available, we don't want the officers to basically use it first. At the end of the day, what we've been trying to have conversations in our use of force is what other tools are available to ensure that we are de-escalating a situation that could create additional harm. That, at the end of the day, for us is the primary discussion point. And I think we want to have that. We want to engage community. We want to engage police officers. We really would like to have a thoughtful conversation about this. Mm.
The law that you were talking about in 2021 that Governor Newsom signed into law, it requires that law enforcement agencies, they have to be transparent about their need and their use of military equipment. So in compliance with that law, SAC Police, they published a report from May of 2022 to April of this year. And in that report, it showed that the department had a total of 86 use of force incidents. And of those, a third of those incidents involved the use of military equipment. So roughly 18, involving 18 total suspects. What does that data tell you? What do those numbers mean to you and your colleagues at the commission?
That is actually, we had a first community forum on the 6th. And basically, when that information was presented to community, the community flipped the question. The question that the community was asking is, given the low incidence, we are a city of over 500,000 people. I think for them, the question is this military equipment necessary? You know, we're not using it as often. Do we actually need it? Is it keeping us safe? And so I think those are the questions that force us in the commission, force the council members to really reevaluate, is this needed? And so that is, at the end of the day, I think all of us were pleasantly surprised by that question. And that is why I think it's so important for community to engage. It raises issues that sometimes we might not be asking ourselves.
Yeah, the council members who voted in favor for this funding, some received backlash from the community. Some are new to the city council as well. Since you are actively communicating and engaged with the community, can you explain where that backlash stemmed from?
Definitely. So one of the things is when we were looking at where that funding was coming from, the police was telling us we needed to kind of apply for this funding, otherwise we were going to lose the funding as a city. The funding comes from the Homeland Security Grant, which is actually intended to be used to prevent and protect against terrorism. when you hear that as community members, we're saying, wait a minute, this money is going to be used to guard against terrorism. But when you look at how it's being used, the community was feeling like they're the ones they're at war at. They're the ones that this is going to be used against. And so there is, again, that concern. I think at the end of the day, the police is telling us, trust us. We are going to basically use these tools judiciously. However, given what we are seeing, given the struggle that the police is going through in trying to reform, it's difficult for community to trust them with additional tools that can be very dangerous.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Graciela Castillo-Krings, the chair of the Sacramento Police Review Commission, about community forums that are planned with Sacramento Police on purchasing and the use of military equipment in Sacramento. So the first of this week of these open forums is tonight. What do you want people to know and what do you want people to get out of these forums?
So the first thing is, the reason we're doing that, and the commission is engaging more in collaboration with PD and the city, is because the first forum that happened last year, they were horrible. The police did not feel that it went well. The community did not feel it went well. And so we were asked by city council to step in and try to have a broader conversation. That is the mission of the commission. But what we are trying to really do is create, like I said earlier, a space where community can come out. I think what is going to be really important is, now that community is coming out and actually giving of their time, what is city council going to do? How are we going to incorporate the feedback that we hear from community? And how is that going to lead to changes in the policy? To me, that is going to be very crucial in terms of how we continue to engage community and show that there can be productive collaboration with PD.
What about for residents who don't speak or understand English? Will there be translations or help for people who have language barriers?
Unfortunately, for these community forums, that is not something we're going to be able to do. It is something that we are thinking of improving upon. Every forum we try to kind of improve on what we're learning. We are going to try to actually ask. One of the things that community really highlighted at the first hearing was, the commission should have additional funding to ensure that services like translation are provided, to ensure that we're able to make it more welcoming and have other resources provided for community. So that is kind of the feedback that I'm going to be taking back to council.
And the first meeting will be held tonight at the Hagenwood Community Center, and the second meeting will be held on Saturday. So there's two this week, and that will be held at the Hart Center. And there will be food and childcare as well, which is crucial for people that have families and busy lives. Finally, Graciela, Sacramento Police, they sent us a message ahead of this conversation saying that they value the community input, all community input, and the implementation of military equipment in the community and getting feedback from the community about that. And they're looking forward to this feedback. You know, maybe on Sunday, after you've had these two community meetings, what will make you look back on these two forums and think that they were successful?
So the commission is tasked with providing a report to city council about the recommendations and the things that the community would like to see changed. All of that is going to be in front of the council in September. I think the proof will be in the pudding, and I look forward to working with the city to figure out how to implement those changes that the community is asking for. That, to me, will be a sign that we are making progress.
Graciela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us and also for helping elevate the community events.
Yeah, and we have a link on our website, too.
Great.
So people hopefully will attend. Graciela Castillo-Krings is the chair of the Sacramento Police Review Commission. Up next, Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Jack Oman shares his remarkable career as he closes a chapter with the Sacramento Bee. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.